This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. We have breaking news. There are reports of a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. There are five confirmed dead. Several hurt. There were 13 people transferred to the hospital. I'm going to try to give you as much as I can because this is literally, this story is fluid. It's there's a lot going on right now. I actually have been monitoring this since for the last I'd say about an hour or so. As I was driving to the studio, there was reports on the radio that this was happening. There's a lot of confusion going on. I'm just going to try to tell you like what I know, what we know. Again, I'm monitoring the situation for you. We have reports again that there are five killed, five dead confirmed at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Apparently, there's a suspect in custody, a 26-year-old male. Let me just tell you about that real quick. Again, there's a lot going on right now. There's at least five dead. Eight hospitalized. I've heard that up to 13. So we don't really have a confirmed number. Again, this is a very fluid situation. Happened around 2:30 or so. There's some confusion as to what's going on. Let me just tell you about the suspect. The suspect in the shooting was identified. There is a suspect in place. The suspect was identified as an Esteban Santiago. Santiago was apparently carrying a military ID, but we don't know if it's real or not. One of the witnesses, a man by the name of John Schleister, said it was, and I'm quoting, he said it was very surreal. He did not say a word. He said he described the shooter as a slender man with dark hair, likely in his 30s, wearing a Star Wars T-shirt. He was shooting people that were down on the ground, too. And when he ran out of ammunition, witnesses say that the gunman apparently got down on the ground and waited for police to arrive after he ran out of bullets. The airport tweeted that there was an ongoing incident at Terminal 2 at the baggage claim area. Crews evacuated hundreds of passengers from the tarmac. And then there was a possible second incident. So, again, there's a lot going on, a lot to cover here. I'm going to try to get everything to you. Like I said, it's a very a fluid situation going on right now. Apparently, the shooter is American-born in New Jersey. That's what we know so far. It was very strange because, again, as I was doing a show prep, and I was also, I guess it was probably around when this was going on, around, let's say, I want to say probably the first reports are coming in at about 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's a little bit after 3 right now. As I was watching, as I usually do, I went to the gym. I usually tell you guys that all the time. I went to the gym to go work out, and CNN was covering the story. Here's the deal, and I just want to tell people I live in Miami, and that airport, I'm very familiar with that airport. I've been to that airport many times. I've flown out of that airport, flown in and out of that airport many times. Apparently, what had happened was these are the reports that we're getting that there was an initial shooting. The gunman was apprehended. There were reports again that the gunman had been shot and then apprehended and put in custody, and then now I'm also seeing reports that he laid down and waited for the police to come. So I don't really know. Again, this is a very fluid situation. What happened too was as I was watching, they obviously evacuated the terminal. It was Terminal 2 is what I'm talking about. It's the Delta Terminal and Fort Lauderdale Terminal 2. They evacuated the terminal, and they actually had people out in the tarmac. And then they allowed people to go back in. And then there was, as I was watching the news reports, there was people running out back out of the terminal, back onto the tarmac. It was surreal, and there were reports that they may actually be another active shooter. So there's a lot of confusion, a lot going on, as you can well imagine. There is, of course, traffic is at a standstill. No cars are getting in and out. I think they're trying to get some of the planes, the planes that were already on the runway ready for takeoff. They did have some planes take off. But again, five reported killed, 13. I'm hearing 13 were in the hospital. Some reports are saying 8, so between 8 and 13. Obviously, one of the first thoughts that you have when these incidents happen is it terrorism. You know, clearly that's one of the things. Unfortunately, we live in a world where that is clearly a thought, right? I mean, so again, we don't know the motives, but I will say this. This has all the markings, and I'm not going to speculate on motive or what's going on. Obviously, you know, we have a shooter. He's been he's in custody. He's been identified as an Esteban Santiago, born in New Jersey. That's what we know about him right now. He's American. He's 26 years old, apparently the shooting happened at the baggage claim area. Now, that airport, the downstairs part of the airport, is where the baggage claim is. Anybody can get into that area of the airport. The airport's set up so that the arrivals, and the departures are upstairs. Okay. So, and then you gotta walk downstairs like a lot of airports to get your bags. Clearly that was an area that wasn't, secure, i.e., it's the perimeter of the airport before you have to go in through security. My first thought as I was listening to the news reports for me personally was that I thought about the terrorist attack in Belgium. I think it was in Belgium, if I'm not mistaken, where you had the individuals that walked in, started shooting people in the same kind of MO, where they went into the area which was the baggage area, because obviously that's the unsecured area. And so right now I would just be speculating if I said anything differently. But I'm actually looking at the news reports right now, and I'm going to try to bring you anything that breaks on the story. Five people are confirmed dead. Between 18 and 13 are in the hospital. There are the news reports are reporting that it's several have been hurt, and that is the situation right now. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, don't give it a back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call if you want to join in the discussion, if you want to add anything to the situation going on right now. in this the shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. If you've got anybody out there listening and they've got any information, give us a call, or if you just want to join in the discussion here. Let me just say this. There is it's chaos right now going on. I'm looking at a live picture now. There are, again, if you're just tuning in, there are five shot dead at Fort Lauderdale Airport. There is a panic as passengers are running for their lives. There is a suspect in custody. He is a 26-year-old male, born in the USA, in New Jersey. He was carrying a military ID. He's been identified as Esteban Santiago. Right now we have no motive. We don't know what's going on. But there's also another possible, there's another possible shooter or an active shooter, right now. Again, this is, I'm looking at a live shot and they're evacuating people onto the actual tarmac. People are actually on the tarmac where the planes are sitting. They've got people evacuating out there on the tarmac. Apparently, they had initially, when this happened, and I was probably in the car around like a little after, like let's say like 1:15 on 1:15, 1:20 around there, and I was driving to the gym on my way to the studio, and I started listening to the news reports. Apparently, they had evacuated Terminal 2, and they were letting people back in. And as they were letting people back in, there were reports of another shooting. And I was literally watching the live shot on CNN, and they had people were like literally running back out onto the tarmac from the terminal. So there are some reports that there's an active shooter. Again, you have to be very careful in these situations because you really don't know what's going on, and people are panicking. But I will say this: the shooting apparently was at Terminal 2 of Delta Airlines, and it was at the baggage claim area. Now, if I'll tell you, like a lot of airports, the baggage claim area is an unsecured area. I mean, you know, look, you only have a security, as you well know. You know, you can't have. I mean, it's virtually impossible to have the airport secured. You know, as you're walking in, right, the baggage claim area, and if you think about it, anybody can get in and out. It's clearly a soft target because the first thing I thought, and again, well, you know, I'm speculating, and I don't want to say anything because we don't know yet. But the reality is that the fact that there was this was a soft target. And it was an individual that came in and started shooting. That leads me to believe that it could be some kind of terrorism involved. But look, isn't it all terrorism? You know, it's like regardless of whether there's a political or a religious motive behind the shooting. I don't care what it is. It's all terrorism. It's all inflicting terror on people's lives. I mean, the fact is that it's a very busy time in South Florida. Here in South Florida, there are you know, there's a lot of the cruise ship people. They come in to Fort Lauderdale, and then they go out on the cruise ships, especially on a weekend. It's a Friday. It's a big travel day. It's also the height of you know, season here because you know, you get a lot of snowbirds that come down, a lot of travelers. Obviously, this is still a big travel week, so there are. You know, it's a soft target. There's a lot of people around, and you know, my first thought was I thought about Belgium, and I thought about the individuals that walked into, again, the baggage claim area, started shooting people. And if you recall, he those individuals blew themselves up. I think it was one or two individuals in that attack in Belgium at the airport, if I'm not mistaken. However, this is unnerving, I'll tell you, because I have, you know, I use that airport a lot. I fly in and out of Fort Lauderdale a lot, and it's... I can well imagine. I mean, and look, it's there, but for the grace of God, go I, right? It's, anybody, we all travel and we all, we're any one of us, could be a victim. And it's, it really brings it home because you think about it, you're vulnerable. You're at the airport. The fact that we have to think about could we be targets of terrorism or a shooting? And again, at this point, I really don't care what the motive is. I know that, law enforcement, they're going to investigate, what the motive was and backtrack. But the reality is it's terrorism, however you want to, call it. So, again, it's a really fluid situation. I will, as I get more news, I will bring it to you. The FAA has now issued a nationwide ground stop for Fort Lauderdale bound flights. So the airport is now closed for incoming flights. I'm sure they're probably going to try to get some of the flights out, but no flights are going to be going in. This is being treated now as an active shooting situation. I'm seeing now that the Broward Sheriff Scott Israel is making a statement right now. I will try to bring you more, but this is obviously a big deal, a big story. It's developing, and the fact is it's Friday afternoon. You've got a lot of travelers there. This airport, if people don't know, this airport's like literally right on, right off of I-95. It's a very busy corridor, obviously, and for travel, for traffic in that area, as well as obviously, there's a lot of people that go in and out of the out of this airport. In fact, I think I read earlier that it was the 25th most traveled airport in the country. That's the information that we have right now. It is, whenever these things happen, it just, takes you back for a minute because, it could be anybody. It could be you, it could be me, it could be somebody you know. So, our thoughts and prayers, go with the victims and their families. We'll be right back.
You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Seven 317-317-6432 is a number here. 877-317-6432. All right, I've got an update. Apparently, police are now confirming that there were only shots fired by the gunman in Terminal 2. There was no second attack. As is the case with a lot of these situations that are ongoing and they're fluid, people start freaking out. They start panicking, which, again, is completely normal. So apparently the gunman is in custody. There were no shots fired in terms of apprehending, because there were some initial reports that the suspect had been shot and taken down by the police. Apparently that didn't happen. He gave up and was taken without incident. As I said before, there were witnesses. There was one witness that said that he walked in, didn't say a word, started shooting. And then when he ran out of bullets, he just laid down and waited for the cops to come. Apparently, he didn't say a word. He just came in and started shooting. But the initially there was reports that there may be a second active shooter or whatever. But now that's not the case. Apparently the Broward Sheriff's Office, Scott Israel, he just came out and made a statement when I was on the break. I was monitoring that, and he said the only shots that were fired were by the gunman in Terminal 2. There was no second attack. It seems as though the situation is under control now. Obviously, they're just starting the investigation. If I've got any more to report, I will update. But, you know, it really, you gotta wonder, how are we to protect ourselves from this, because you got to live your life, and so should scanners be installed at the airport entrances? I think that inevitably something like that is going to happen. If these attacks happen more frequently, obviously this individual, as was the case with the individuals in the airport in Belgium, went after a soft target. But, you know, you got to think to yourself, you know, where does it end here? Because, if you indeed put scanners at the entrance of the airport, okay, where does it end? Then does a gunman or somebody that has a bomb strapped to them, do they just go to the parking lot? And do you have scanners out in the parking lot, or do you bring people? You stop cars from coming in, and that creates a bottleneck in and of itself. I mean, imagine that. Imagine going in and out to the airport, and police have to stop every car. So then, if you take the perimeter and you expand the perimeter out from the airport, if you think about it, where does it end? And there's always going to be a soft target area outside of the zone of security in an airport or anywhere. I mean, I've said many times, because of the fact that, we live in this country, that, we're vulnerable to these, soft targets. I mean, I've frankly, thank God, that, nothing has happened. You think about, there are so many, you can just use your imagination, as to the number of, soft targets that are out there, that are vulnerable. There are so many vulnerabilities because of, the country that we live in, frankly. I mean, if you start thinking about all the soft targets out there, it becomes daunting, really, because there are, look, if you want to, hurt people, no amount of gun control or anything can stop an individual, because as we've seen with for instance ISIS, I mean, you've got people now using cars, trucks, knives, machetes. If there is a will, evil will, will figure it out, and so that's. Once again, another day, and we are faced with this horrific attack where, we've got, again, five confirmed dead. They're saying now that there are eight people that were hurt. I had reports that there were 13 people that were taken to the hospital. Again, I don't know whether or not that's... that's accurate, because again, we're getting all these different reports right now. So I hesitate to say anything really definitively because we don't have anything definitively right now. And as is the case with most of these things, you know, you get all this different information and then later you get, you know, you get the reality of what's going on. You know, it's, you know, again, I am, you know, I've been at this airport. I've flown out of this airport, but you know, the Fort Lauderdale airport is like many other airports in this country where I mean, we all are vulnerable in these situations where, you know, you have again, you know, where do you place scanners? Where do you have security? Where is the perimeter going to be? You walk. I mean, obviously, you know, you know, if you've been to any airport, it's kind of the same now since 9/11, where you have you know, you walk into the airport, you've got you know, you got the ticket counter, you got you have a baggage claim, and you know, before you have to go through security. I got to tell you, I remember the days where you, you know, you could just go meet somebody at the gate and you could just, there was, you know, no security. Do you remember the days where you could, if you had an extra ticket that you weren't using, you could just give it to somebody and they could use your ticket? Remember that? Yeah, those days are long gone here in this country and moreover in the rest of the world. And it's sad that... you know, in a sense, that people, an individual, can create such mayhem and such terror. And again, it really doesn't matter what the motive is, because the end result is clearly a terrorism. It's clearly inflicting a terror on innocent citizens. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. Okay, real quick, I have an update. Apparently the shooter's weapon was in a checked bag. The sources are also saying that he flew in today. He got his gun from the bag and then opened fire. And again, this is the situation is fluid. I'm going to try to give you as much information as I can. We've got Tim Meyer on the phone from Talk Media News. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, and quite concerned because half of my family lives in Fort Lauderdale, and my mother just flew out of there. Fortunately, she decided to take a leave a day earlier, so she did not was not part of that unfortunate incident that happened there. But Edward, I got to tell you, this it's an interesting case because he does have an active military ID. He's an American citizen. Some minor criminal record, but. It reminds me of how unsafe our airports are. I got to tell you that I did a story many years ago around after 9/11, and I had a couple of TSA people run names through to see if they're on the watch list or the no-fly list. One of the names I ran through the system at the time was Bin Laden, and he was cleared to fly.
That
was
amazing.
Pretty interesting because I remember I did the story. He was cleared to fly, and this was out of a Florida airport, too.
Amazing.
So their systems back then were really not prepared, and it seems like, all these years later, we're still not prepared. How do you stop somebody coming in with a gun in an airport at this point?
Well, look, the first thing I thought of, you know, when I heard this, I was actually driving, you know, to the studio. It was about, I guess about like 1:15, 1:20. It was coming on the, you know, on my radio as I was driving. And then, you know, when I got to the studio, I was checking it out I was watching, CNN the first thing I thought of was, Belgium and how, the individuals, in Belgium, at that airport, you know, they did the same thing. Remember, they went in, they took a taxi and the guy had a bomb strapped to him. But before they did that, remember, they opened fire on people. And that's the first thing I thought of, actually. I thought, my God, to your point, you know, how do you stop this, really? Because, I mean, what do you do? You put the security perimeter all the way to the door, and then you have people that if they want to, they'll just go to the where the cars are coming in, or they'll go to the parking lot, you know, or do you stop cars from coming in? And then what happens is you have cars backed up coming into the airport, and then that's a target as well.
That's just the United States, correct? I flew to Italy about 2 years ago, and I flew into Russia. Don't ask me why we flew into Russia, but that was one of the stops, and the plane was late. So the Russia authorities said, don't worry about security, just go through. We're not going to check you guys. And so they sent hundreds and hundreds of people through security without checking one of us. I could have stopped anywhere and, you know, bought something, anything, and then walked through that security free. So it's not, you know, it's everywhere in the world, but in our airport, you know, we have a serious situation, you know, and my TSA friends always said is, you ever wonder why is the police always in the back and the TSA is in the front? And he was he got into an argument about this with security officials and says, you know, we don't even have guns or weapons. We're the first one to get shot.
Right. Right, and that's a great point. And TSA, I mean, they're not law enforcement. They're not trained. I mean, you know, let's be honest here.
No,
TSA,
minimum wage individuals, you know. And,
exactly.
And some of them are, granted, some of them do have law enforcement background in that, but generally not trained as a police officer.
Correct.
So I think you need to think strategic-wise. Is when you walk into the airport, when do you see the police officer? After you go through the screening aspect.
Exactly. Exactly, because look, it's any airport too. Like you walk into an airport, it doesn't matter where. Like if I'm flying out of Reagan or if I'm at Fort Lauderdale, and I've flown out of Fort Lauderdale, you know, hundreds of times, and you know what? It's what are you gonna do? Because you know, again, if you put security at the door, for instance. Then you can have an individual that just hits the cars, right? Or you know, I mean, where does it end? Yeah, where does it end?
And that's the type of world we live in today. As you and I are old enough to recall, and we used to pick up our loved ones and just walk right through the airport.
I was just saying that. I was just saying that before you called. You remember that? I mean, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember.
You
Tim.
Tell that to, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because I mentioned that actually before you called in the last segment. I said, well, remember the days, Tim, where you could, like, let's say you had a plane ticket and you didn't use it. You could just give it to somebody. Remember that?
Oh, I did do that. And
all the time.
Just picking them up and waiting for them as they got off the plane.
Right. You would just go through and you go, oh, I'm going to pick somebody up. And they'd be like, oh, okay, no problem. You know, but again, that's the world we live in. But look, it's not just airports if you think about it. Because I think I've thought about this many times. You know, you could, and I hate to say this, but, you know, you could go to any mall in America. Any mall in America.
And, you can go to any school, Edward. You can walk into a kindergarten and walk through the entire school without being stopped.
Correct. Correct.
I mean,
so,
the schools are so vulnerable. You want to shut down the country, you go to the schools, and that would do it.
Right. Schools, malls, I mean,
they're really scary now. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. It's a terrorist attack. I call it a domestic terrorist attack right now. I mean,
oh, I agree.
You know, it is, you know, we've got to stop playing around with the words. This is what it is. Guy walks in there, starts shooting, and there's reports, there are some reports that there were additional shots fired, you know, after they got the suspect. So,
well, right. Actually,
sure
the, Let me just give you a little update. I had actually heard the same thing, but then the Scott Israel, the Broward County Sheriff, came out and said that there was not an additional shooting, that was just people were panicking to get out, and some people were hurt, and then there was, you know how those situations are very chaotic, and so apparently there wasn't a second shooter, so they're now saying that didn't happen. But what's amazing to me is that his weapon was actually in his checked bag. So there's obviously no screening of checked bags. Like, when you put your thing on the, how is it that you have a weapon that went through, the checked bags, you know? I mean.
Yeah, that's another aspect. That's probably somebody asleep at the wheel there, right? Not observing what's going on. It's just a really sad situation. And I feel for all those families that are out there.
It's
going to be interesting. The president's come out. I'm sure he's going to talk about gun control and everything else to that extent.
And
use this as another example of why guns, there has to be some control. But this guy, it appears from everything that I've read, he had a legal permit to carry the gun.
Wow.
It's one of those situations. I'm sure perhaps our CIA will say, look, he's not part of the terrorist outfit, but we should believe the CIA in this case. But, don't get me started on the CIA, actually, because, on another topic, which you talked about yesterday, I find the left interesting that they want to believe the CIA when it's politically convenient. Our intelligence agencies probably don't want to start a scare tactic with the country and say, yeah, this was definitely an ISIS attack. But we will find out soon.
I'm sure we will. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I appreciate it.
You bet, Edward.
All right, Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. No.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.